Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look. Do you ever wonder just what goes on in the pilot's cockpit of a transport plane while it's in flight? Well, if you'd been sitting in the co-pilot seat of Northwest Airlines Flight 6 this morning, you would have heard something like this.
Northwest Airlines Flight 6 to Chicago.
Chicago.
Wind check, please.
Okay, 6. Wind north by northwest. 18 miles an hour. Gusting. High scattered clouds. Visibility. 10 miles.
Okay. We're contacted 5,000. Descending to 3,000. Estimate Chicago at 1135. Ramp at 1138.
Standing right beside me here in the studio is the pilot who brought Flight 6 into Chicago this morning. He's Captain Bill Richman of Northwest Airlines. Now, Captain, I know Jack Armstrong's friends are anxious to hear what you've got to tell them about flying. Now, first, we'd like to know just what your biggest thrill in flying was.
Well, there isn't much doubt about that. My biggest and best thrill was my first solo flight.
Well, did you spend much time in private flying?
Not much. I went after my commercial license and then spent 3 pretty hectic years barnstorming.
Were you in the Army Air Corps?
Yes. I was at Kelly and Randolph Fields in Texas for a year. And then I joined the 17th Pursuit Group at Marchfield on the coast. It was a mighty valuable experience.
And how long have you been flying for Northwest Airlines?
About 5 years.
Now, Captain Richman, with your 6,000 hours in the air, I know you've got some good advice for Jack Armstrong's friends who are interested in aviation.
Well, I'll say one of the most important things for you fellows who are interested in flying is a good educational background. You know, there's a lot more to flying than just hanging onto a stick and kicking a rudder around. Next, I'd say that every fellow ought to keep himself in top-notch physical condition all the time.
And that's for sure, Captain Richman.
I'd urge every fellow who wants to fly to start following a regular training program right now. I know about Jack Armstrong's training rules, and I'm for them 100%. I've always been interested in athletics, and consequently, I'm no stranger to training programs.
And you still put your okay on Jack Armstrong's training rules?
You can be sure of that. You know, I like good things to eat. And I've found plenty of other flyers who do, too. And I've found that Wheaties, milk, and fruit make a swell breakfast.
Well, thanks a lot, Captain Richman. And I know there'll be plenty of fellows and girls all over the country who'll join you in a breakfast of champions tomorrow morning.
And I hope they'll train Jack Armstrong's way right through the year.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are held prisoners in a little thatched hut in the village of Mulita in Mindanao. Their pack horse, with their supplies and a little portable radio set strapped to his back, is being held by the natives a little distance from the hut. Karang, the chief of the village, suspects that Jack and the others have come to the village to spy on him, and he and the old Moro peddler are about to inspect the supplies loaded on the pack horse. But Jack has discovered that the Moro peddler is their old friend Nalua from Cotabongo in disguise. In the hut, Billy is talking. Listen.
I can see what Karang is doing, Uncle Jim. Look, you can all see.
Why, he isn't doing anything. He's just standing by our pack horse. He's talking to Michelle. Oh, they've got Michelle's hand tied.
It looks to me as though Michelle is talking to Karang. I'll bet Michelle is trying to scare him into staying away from our supplies on the pack horse.
Gosh, Michelle will have a hard time now persuading Karang that the horse is a magic horse. If we could only get that horse to talk now.
Well, we could, Billy, if we could turn on the switch to that little radio set on the horse's back. Maybe we'll get a chance to do that later on.
Wait. I hear someone coming right outside the doorway. Why, it's the old Moro peddler. I still can't believe it's you, Malua.
You know me, huh? You know me, Uncle Jim? You know me, Jack?
You bet we know you, Malua.
But you certainly had us all fooled, Malua.
I should say you did.
Well, Jack told us it was you, Malua, but it was so hard to believe. You seemed so angry at us out there. You seemed to hate us so.
Not just to fool Karang. Me glad you came. Me thought maybe you'd come.
How's that, Malua? You thought we'd come.
But jump on Jupiter, Malua. You didn't even know we were in Zamboanga. And you certainly didn't know we'd come up in the hill country to this village.
Me thought you'd come. You say you come back to Mindanao. Me think you stop at Zamboanga.
But holy smoke, Manuel, how'd you know we come up here to Molita?
Me not know. But me leave Tick-Tick Watch in Zamboanga. Me think maybe you hear of Tick-Tick Watch. Then you come to see old Moro Pedlar.
You mean you let Professor Loring's watch there on purpose as a clue for us?
That's right, Jack. Me leave Tick-Tick Watch with bad man. He helped get gun to bad village. He think me help too. Me no soldier catch him sometime. Then they find Tick-Tick Watch. Maybe they tell you when you come.
But why did you want us to come here, Manuel?
Me know you look for white man. Me find out something about white man. Me want let you know.
Jumping Jiminy, you found out something about Professor Loring?
Me find out something. Me tell you later. Right now, we got plenty trouble, huh?
I'll say we've got plenty of trouble. We've got to get away from Karang somehow. And say, Manuel, have you still got my pedometer?
Yeah, me got pedometer. Me give you later.
But why did you take it from Jack, Manuel?
Karang want pedometer very bad. Me know he take, so me take first. Me think maybe you need pedometer very soon.
We always need that pedometer in this country, Manuel.
That's right, Uncle Jim. But maybe we need him very bad after we get away from Karang.
But why will we need it so badly then, Manuel?
Maybe we find a place where Karang hide rifle, Betty. But me tell you later.
Didn't I tell you, Jack? Karang has smuggled some rifles into the hills.
That's right, Billy. That's why me here. Sultan Natang send me here find out.
Sultan Natang? You mean the white sultan of Mindanao?
Me tell you more later, Jack. Now, we think hard, huh? We think how we get away.
No, if we could only make that horse talk again. That'd scare Karang into letting us go.
Karang tell me horse talk, Jack. How come?
There's a little portable radio set on the horse's pack, Manua. It's like this set that's strapped to my back. I talk into this set and the words come out in the horse's radio.
Huh? That very good, Jack. But why he no talk now, huh?
The switch on the horse's radio set is turned off, Manua. If you could turn it on... Say, you can't turn it on. The switch is on the bottom of that little radio pack strapped on top of the big pack. Like this one here, see?
Yeah, me see.
Manua, if you can only turn it on, we're all fixed.
That very good, Jack. Me turn it on.
Oh, Jack, look, Karang is leading the horse here. He is bringing it to this hut.
Let me see, Betty. Say, that's right. What's he up to, Manua?
He think horse lost magic, Jack. He bring horse here to make plenty fun of you. Also, he's still a little bit afraid of horse. He bring here to make sure horse lost magic. Then he take everything you got.
Jumping Jiminy, Jack, this is our chance. If Manua can turn that switch on without being seen, we can scare the daylights out of Karang.
You make horse ask him who pay him money. You make horse ask why he steal young man coconut. You make horse ask him who kill old chief.
You bet I'll ask him those things.
Ah, he let you go quick then. But you no ask him about rifle. You no let him think horse know anything about rifle.
The horse won't mention a thing about the rifles, Manuel.
That good. If you get away, you start back. Me join you later. Then we go find rifle, huh? We use pedometer. We find where he had them. We tell white soldier. That right, Uncle Jim?
That's a bargain, Manuel. If we get away from here, you'll tell us about Professor Loring, and we'll find where those rifles are hidden.
Oh, shh. Karang is almost here with the horse, and half the village is here with him.
Me go now. But first, me be very angry with you. Me call you bad name. You don't mind, cause you know sabe.
Oh, go ahead, Manuel. Call us anything you want to.
Look, Manuel's old and stooped again. Why, he's a different person.
He'll have a different voice, too, Betty. Put your hands over your ears. He's going to call us names.
Marco Amelia Kong.
Sovereign catfish. I'd sure hate to know what that means in English.
He's leaving the door open, Jack. Look, here comes Karang and our horse.
He's still not sure of that horse. Look how carefully he leads it.
Is your radio set all ready to broadcast, Jack?
Just as soon as I turn on the switch and pull out the mic, Uncle Jim. I won't have to use the rod antenna for this short distance.
And you'd better go back into a dark corner where they can't see you. That's the idea. Keep over there where you can watch Kong and where he can't see you. The show has got to be good.
Look at Manuel, Billy. He's pretending to examine the packs on the horse.
He'll have that switch on in just a second, Betty. There, I think he's got it on now. Be careful, Jack. The horse is all ready to do a bit of talking.
I'll watch it, Billy. I haven't gotten out the mic yet.
Look at Karang. He's getting ready to make a speech to us.
White man, Fairfield, you listen. Me talk.
I listen, Karang, but you may not be talking very long.
White man say, huh?
I say you may not be talking very long. You're making my horse very angry. If I give the word, he'll pull some of his magic on you. The whole village couldn't save you then.
White man talk big. Me say these to white man. Me Karang have magic too. Magic of Karang is stronger than magic of horse. Me tell my young men that horse cannot talk when me hold reins.
Karang, drop my reins. There, Karang. The horse has spoken. Why have you dropped his reins? Why are your young men frozen in their tracks? So, you have nothing to say. Then I'll have the horse tell you a few things.
I have many things to tell you, Karang of the Evil Mouth. But first, tell your young men to unbind my Filipino master, Michel.
Oh, yeah. It shall be done, O mighty horse. Me tell them now. They are unbinding your Filipino master, O mighty horse.
Good. Now, listen well, Karang. From whose hands do you receive money?
No. It is not so, O mighty horse. Me be paid by no one.
You lie, Karang. And listen once more. Who has stolen the coconuts gathered by the young men of your village?
Okay. Me shall return them, O mighty horse. Me shall return them for next moon.
That is well. But I see other things in your heart, Karang. I see things that you hide from the light of day. I see the old chief of your village, the old Bagani. I see him struggling before he dies.
Enough, O mighty horse. What you wish?
Listen to my command. You shall let my masters go.
Yeah, it shall be done. It shall be done at once.
But that is not all. My masters do not like this old moral peddler. He speaks evil of my masters. You shall tie his hands well. You shall tie his hands to this strap on my back. My masters shall take him away.
Listen to that, Betty. That's a bully idea of Jack's. We can take Malua with us.
Me hear your words, O mighty horse. It shall be done. A moral peddler shall be tied. Your master shall take him with them. Me tie up, O moral peddler, and give him to you. Go, and never return.
Well, it's no wonder Karang wants to see that remarkable horse leave his village. But don't think for a moment that Jack and the others are going right back to the coast. Malua is hot on the trail of that supply of smuggled rifles. You can bet that Jack and Uncle Jim and the others will want to find out where they are. And say, Malua seems to think they're going to need that pedometer. There's something mighty mysterious about that. And there's lots of excitement ahead, too, for you can be sure that the hiding place of those smuggled rifles is well guarded. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Wheaties, milk or cream, and your favorite fruit. There's a breakfast combination that's really breaking records for super special flavor. Remind Mother to get you Wheaties and your favorite fruit today or tomorrow. Then ask her to serve your year-round training breakfast, a breakfast of champions, every morning from here on in.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best.